This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You better listen in public, might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to unwind, you better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants Podcast. You're trying to get your snack, you better hurry right back though. It's the Purple Pants, it's the Purple Pants.
Hello and welcome to the Purple Pants Podcast, Real Housewives of Potomac coverage, episode 366, Fashion Showdown. I serve as your humble and also gracious host, Bryce Isaiah. I thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Potomac recap. If you could be so kind to ensure you are subscribed to the Purple Pants Podcast, we are available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you can find podcasts. The Purple Pants Podcast awaits for you to subscribe. And as always, with your Real Housewives of Potomac coverage, you can watch this audio podcast on video. Just head over to the Bryce Isaiah YouTube page, click subscribe, give this video a thumbs up, and let us know in the comments what you think. Dr. Jatia Hart Taylor and myself are back covering episode 17 of season 8 of the Real Housewives of Potomac. And listen, Jatia and I are getting into all things the G&A fashion show event. We are discussing Giselle's father's health status. We're talking about Robin's glow up spa. We're talking about the Wendy show. So listen, we got a lot to cover in episode 17. So let's get into our Real Housewives of Potomac breakdown.
It's a man who, it's a man you. Me and potatoes like we cooking up a great stew. It's a man who, it's a man you. Me and potatoes like we cooking up a great stew.
What is up? We are back covering.
Hey, we're back.
We are back covering the Real Housewives of Potomac season 8, episode 17. Yes, 17. Jatia Hart Taylor, yes. Dr. Jatia Hart Taylor, and myself have 17 episodes in this season. In it looks like we have one more episode after this, and the season is going to be wrapped up.
Oh my goodness! I'm already just thinking about like fast forward to the reunion because so much to cover.
So much to cover, but we are here back in Potomac, and yeah, let's just get right into things. Me personally watching this episode, it almost seemed like it was the season finale. It seemed like they were closing a lot of the doors that they talked about early in the season. So I was a little confused as to like maybe why this wasn't the season finale. But I think because
they have to fester up some fight, you know, they have to, you know, give you the background of your fight. Which literally was in the credits. So
because that's my one take with Bravo. I hate how you lie to us for 3 weeks, essentially, because we saw the preview to the fight last week and we didn't even see the fight this week. And we see a preview of the fight for next week. So yeah, we'll get to that when we get to that. But, you know, all things Karen's health is doing well. She got a good report from the doctor. Yes. And Ashley and Giselle are in the final stages of getting G and A together. They have a fashion.
They're gonna have actual fashions at the fashion show, not just like sketches hanging from the ceiling, a la She by Sheree, Real Housewives of Atlanta style. I don't think anybody will ever have a fashion show with no fashions because of how hard she got roasted by that. Oh. So we actually have models who are strutting themselves down the runway, trying to figure out who's wearing what. It looks like an actual show. They have a designer who looks like he knows what he's doing. So I love that they actually showed the designer because, you know, sometimes when you have Real Housewives projects, they be acting like they're the expert.
Or they just like to take the credit and, you know, then that gets them in hot water as well. Then they like to make it seem like they created it. So I do love the fact that Ashley and Giselle did highlight this young designer. And so we are in the phases getting ready to see the fashion show. We see NECA and Ike furthering their fertility process. Now, this was a bit interesting to me. Now, I know when you explain to me, what's this process that NECA is going through?
So, look, as a woman of a certain age, and, you know, I've had tons of friends who have done this IUI, IVF on their fertility journey. So, essentially what it is the man deposits sperm externally in a little cup. That's why he was in the bathroom getting naughty. And then you give you ovulating drugs basically to stimulate your ovaries so that you know you're ovulating. And in the doctor's office, they take the fresh sperm and put it directly into your uterus. So to help them meet up.
Yeah, I think that I understood it. I just didn't realize that like the sperm was going to be inserted into NECA. Like I was like, oh. And so I'm assuming where the doctor reaches is probably maybe
where the same place his penis would reach. Yes. But so the thing is that you can ensure that your eggs are there. Because like when you do it at home, you don't know if you are ovulating or not. The whole point of IUI is to introduce the sperm at a time you know you're ovulating.
So could potentially they make sure that you're ovulating and then yes. NECA and her husband could have just went into the bathroom.
Yes, but they also ensure that his sperm is motile so that like the sperm is moving.
Okay.
Because that's the other side of it. So you saw when they looked in the little microscope and it was little dots. So they basically, sometimes men have motility issues with their sperm, so their sperm don't move. So that also helps it along to put it in the right place.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it was interesting to see NECA on this process, and maybe we'll have an update in the reunion, whether if she's pregnant or not. But I mean, Giselle, Charisse, Ashley, and Mia were just at dinner last night and they posted on the Instagram, and NECA didn't look pregnant. And this was filmed months ago. So
did you look at her nose?
So, I mean,
you got to look at the nose. The nose gives it away.
Well, I mean, actually, she did look a bit different. She had her natural hair out. She did look a bit different, but it didn't seem that she was pregnant, but I don't know. So maybe we'll find out something on.
We'll have to look at the reunion nose. Yeah. I'm telling you, the nose always gives it away. I think it's like the hormones, the influx of hormones. It like loosens your tissues. I don't know. A lot of people, it makes their nose look different.
Yeah. And then we have Mia and Gordon going back to therapy. Now, this therapy session was very interesting and very telling. Also, for me, the thing that kind of sort of frustrates me a little bit about these reunion or with these housewife therapy is that, so I guess Mia's storyline this season is that they're working on their marriage, right? And so they are going back to the therapist. Now, we know that they've been filming for months. So if you are really working on your marriage and in therapy, should you have had more than two therapy sessions? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just felt like it was a little sparse.
It was a little that this was for the camera. And they were clearly in two different therapy sessions. And it was very interesting about that. I thought the most interesting thing that came out of the therapy session was Gordon's controlling behavior. When she said that last time I talked about divorce, he emptied out my bank accounts, I was like, shocked, appalled. Oh my goodness, girl, look, I'd have got my money. As soon as he would have been all right again, I'd have moved all that money into a different account and divorced him. That, for me, that would have been grounds for divorce alone.
Right. And just even hearing that makes me think, well, if you're capable of doing that type of malicious, shady stuff, what was you doing in that family business? Right. They didn't just vote you out for nothing, Gordon.
Yeah.
And Yeah, just even hearing Mia say that, right? Like, I just feel like seeing Gordon in therapy, he's so like, well, I love you. We've got the perfect marriage. And it's just like,
he doesn't want to admit that anything isn't wrong, because then if he had to add to admit it, that means he has to work on it. So, and he's busy, you know, suing his family business. So I don't know. I just thought like, girl, run. Like, damn the storyline. Get you a new storyline.
Yeah.
About how you hot and single and dating the rapper.
Another thing that was interesting to me was like when they talked about the intimacy and yeah, that just was really interesting because initially when the therapist brought it up, I know she said intimacy, but I inferred it as like, how is y'all sex life, right?
Yeah.
And so for him to just kind of go down that rabbit hole, I mean, one, it told me all I needed to know. And just even seeing Mia's face when he was saying the things that he does for her are clearly not.
They was in two different sessions. Yeah. That's what happened. He was in therapy with their last therapist and she was in the therapy with the new one. Because everything, and like, can you not feel the vibe that whatever you are saying is not hitting home with your wife who's sitting right next to you, but you in Delulu land and you can't just come back? I thought that was very telling.
So or when they were,
he wanted her to shut up.
Holding hands, and she said to tell Mia what you like. I don't even know what he said, but it was just very clear the things that he was saying, which all sounded great and were amazing. But you could just look at Mia's face. Mia has checked out.
Oh, yeah.
Mia has completely checked out. And so in the spirit of keeping, you know, mental health important, Candace sees her therapist, which was interesting to me.
She clearly ain't seen him in a long time, too, because he ain't never been like, yes, this child, this therapy for the cameras. But honestly, does she have any other storyline except arguing with people?
Well, okay. So two things I want to say before we even get to that. One, I was like, oh, this is we have it. First of all, I thought the therapist looked great because the last time we seen the therapist, which was she was in therapy, when
Dottie Too Hottie came in there and was like, slap up, like, black talking.
I thought the therapist looked good. I thought he looked great, though. I was like, oh, like he had a nice little glow up. But
he saw himself on camera last time. He was like, I can do better. That's what happened. And he was like, not again, dear Lord. Not again. I'm going to be on point. And yes, he did look good. He you know what? I realized he was really short because he was only a little bit taller than Candace.
Yeah, he had 4 years to get his glow up, to get back on TV ready. But I thought the topic that Candace was talking about with him was important. And I definitely think it's something that she does struggle with.
This is the thing that like is immediately popped into my mind when she was talking about this. She said, I would like to become a mom. And the thing that gets me is in that in previous episodes, she's always like, I'm a bonus mom. I'm a bonus mom. And the thing about it is, if you're a mom, you're a mom. You know, she needs to reframe that because you don't do that to children. Like, you don't be like, these are my stepchildren and I want real children. I mean, you can say, I want more children. You don't have to qualify. I feel like what she was saying kind of discounts her being a mom to those children.
True. But so I think she was really saying was, I want to go through the motherhood journey with my husband. And like, and I don't think anything's wrong with that. And again, Candace is a woman of a certain age. Candace and I are around the same age. You know, her music career took off. She's recording new music. She's filming different things. And so it's like, when is going to be the time? And then, but I also thought that, you know, what I thought was something real that she said was like, I don't know if I deserve to be a mother. And I don't know why that just kind of sort of resonated with me.
But again, I couldn't hear anything she was saying because she is a mother.
Yeah, because, but you know what she means. So I don't think she's discredited kids though, right?
You like, know what? I hear what you are saying. And I get that she wants to have children naturally. I get that. But to say, I want to become a mother, just like I want to have children with my husband.
Right. Well, she I couldn't even see past it. Okay.
Because
all right.
If you are Chris's mom, if you are Chris's kid, and she and one over here call herself bonus mom, bonus mom, bonus mom. And then she get on TV.
But
and
those
say,
kids
I want to
have
mom.
A mom, though. So I don't feel like I understand what you say. I just feel like you try. I just think you I hear that point, but you hanging on to that point a little bit, like you a little too.
I'm gonna keep hanging on to it, so maybe we need to move on. Great,
but no, but this is. But here's the thing: that like what I thought was weird about this therapy session was that like so then the therapist was like, "It's your time to have kids," and now she was like, "Oh, this is what I needed. Let me call Chris." I was like, "Huh?"
Yeah, none of it made sense. It was screaming really just like storyline. So like I said. Her denying her Chris's kids as her being a mom. She don't have to be their mom, but she a bonus mom. Be like, you know what? I want to expand my, you know, I want to have more kids. I'm a bonus mom. I love that. That's so, I'm sorry. I am harping on that. As a mom, if I heard like somebody who was the stepmom of my kids, me and my husband still married, but just in case, you know, because, you know, if he do get remarried, I probably... they'll both die. But anyway, that's another
bank account. Yo, check your bank account, girl. Your wife.
He need to check his brakes on the car. Anyway, if he did get remarried, and then I heard his, you know, new wife being like, I'm a stepmom. And then she'd be like, I want kids. I want to be a mom. So that's what I'm saying. Don't do it because kids need love. And I understand what she's saying, but she could have framed it a little different. And these are the things you have to be mature enough to talk about when you become a mom. That's what I'm saying.
All right. Okay. Then it again, we also last week we foreshadowed a little bit the seating of the reunion came about and we saw that Giselle got dethroned. Mia is in the top seat and Karen and Mia. And we get to see Mia bring all of the girls together, which I kind of sort of thought was really, really big. We haven't really seen many of the ladies outside of a group trip be able to bring all the girls together. So I said, okay, Mia, look how Mia has kind of like interweaved herself. She seems to be over there on the side with Giselle and Ashley, but she keeps it friendly enough with Candace and Wendy. And it's like, okay, Mia, we see you. So this, Monarch magazine wanted to shoot the ladies for women empowerment, and they specifically Black women, and they wanted to pick prominent Black women of history to showcase them, which I loved. I thought it was great. Now,
I thought it was great as well. I loved it. And everybody was really excited about their characters. We had Dorothy Dandridge. That was Ashley. We had Diana Ross. That was Little Song.
We had Cheryl Lee Ralph. We had Beyonce. We had Mariah Carey. The thing that I like the most about this, though,
Who was Karen? I forgot. Wait, who was Karen?
Karen was... She wasn't...
Lena Horne.
The thing that I loved the most about what this magazine editor did, like, not only did, like, the people somewhat resemble the person, I liked just hearing his breakdown and story regarding them. Like, even with Robin and Mariah Carey, he was like, you know, Mariah Carey's open with her family and, like, you know, a lot of different stuff. So I was like, okay, I appreciate this. Do you think NECA liked the person that he had her be?
Nobody? Yeah, no, I don't think NECA liked that. He was like, who? NECA who? He was like, no, I don't know her. She ain't gonna be in the shoot. And NECA took like a champ.
Yeah, but see, I just feel like...
Well, okay, let's be honest. You know how production works. They probably were filming with Kiarna. They were probably filming, you know, as a potential housewife.
And that is, you know what I'm saying?
So, and then they only made it after the decision after the season and the footage and stuff. So I can see him being like, yeah, nah, I'm not going to put the new girls who may or may not be on the damn season in the picture.
But I also could see if they were cool enough that they could have been like, give her Kelly Rowland.
No. So look, they're not. Moving on, because Kiarna took it like a champ. NECA took it like a champ. She understands. She's a new girl. So, you know, this reminds me, you remember when on the Real Housewives of Atlanta, they did the alter ego photo shoot? This reminds me of that. And they really, you know, leaned into that. So
I think it was like Derek Blank or something. That guy that was like top model that did those photos. Yeah, that was a good episode. And so then we see Robin and Juan. They are viewing a space because she is opening up her Glow 30, a membership-based facial studio that I think can do really, really well. And, you know, I'm Team Robin over here, so I really want her to do well. The thing that was so interesting to me was like, wow, I was like, anything you put your mind to do, you could do. We will kill this. Now it's just like, now I don't want to throw no shade to my girl Robin, but I'm like, you still flipping houses?
Look, she flipped herself into a house. Okay. Look, she had embellished. She has the podcast. She has Glow 30. She's trying to do multiple streams. And you know what? I really love this business move, you know, building her wealth, diversifying their portfolio, because clearly they cannot, you know, just depend on Juan. You know, Juan got to be him, do laundry with whoever he want to do laundry with and, you know, stuff. So, you know, you got to diversify your streams.
Yeah, no, I get it. They can't just rely on Robin's housewife income. We don't know. You know, the way they're giving out these contracts nowadays, you never know whose contract's going to get renewed, who's not going to get renewed. And so, yeah, when Juan said that he could manage the place, I said, Robin, you better not have him at that front desk with them estheticians. That's all I'm going to say.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Then we learned while Robin was looking up, or while she was in her Glow 30 studio, she lets us know that Giselle's father is in the hospital. This is something that we did also report early on in the season, that Giselle's dad did pass. So just hearing this on the show, just kind of like, just makes me emotional, just thinking about parents in general. And so just to hear that Giselle was going through that, especially with the GNA launch happening. And so they asked Giselle on camera and Giselle's like, I don't want to talk about it. And so we got to kind of sort of hear a lot of what's happening through Robin and the other cast members.
Yes. So I understand her not wanting to talk about it. He has brain cancer. And then it comes to find out she's been flying back and forth, going back and forth between his house, and he wasn't really forthcoming with, you know, his medical issues. And so she leaves long enough to come to the GNA party, but we also see her departing before it gets popping to go back and be with her father. So it's heavy all the way around. I love the way that why am I forgetting her name? The grand dame, the old grand dame, the original grand dame.
Karen
just basically, you know, says anything you need, I got your back. I love that, that even though they bicker and they fight and they have their differences, that she's there for Giselle.
If you remember during the reunion after Karen had lost both of her parents, and it was a season that her and Giselle were at odds, and there was a point during the reunion that Karen broke down and no one really knew what to do. And Giselle was the only one that got up and went in the back. They were fighting this reunion and Giselle went to support Karen. And so I think that whether or not Karen and Giselle are on good terms, I think that they understand life, their mothers, and they're always going to support each other. So I did like to see that. And I let's table that because I do have some thoughts about the other ladies. But we do get to see Wendy and her pilot come to life of the Wendy Talk Show. Now, this is what I would have to say, right? This is a round table. I was enjoying it. First of all, I love April Ryan. That's my girl.
I like April Ryan. So when I saw she was saying she had these guests, I thought she'd be interviewing them one-on-one.
Right.
I didn't know it was a round table. I thought she was shooting 4 episodes. I thought it was kind of silly for her to waste all of those guests to, you know, have them, I don't know, together. I don't know.
So yeah, I'm just confused because I was like, I thought this was going to be a talk show that we've never seen. But child, we got The View. We had to talk. We had to, but no, but I did.
I didn't get that. And I like April Ryan. And out of the four guests, I was like, two of them, I could have turned into here. Like the Jasmine brand, you know, that sounds interesting. April Ryan is hilarious. And she always got a hot take. The other two, maybe.
I mean, yeah, we have seen the reel with Tamar Braxton, with Jeannie Mai, with Adrian Bailon, with Lonnie Love. And so, again, this was just kind of sort of giving me like the View vibes, but from like educated Black women. And so I did kind of like that. I was like, oh, maybe this actually could be better than the Wendy show. But also was like, why would it be called the Wendy show if it's a panel? So I don't know. Again, it was just a pilot episode, but it seemed interesting. And, you know, kudos to Wendy for making it all. Yeah. Come yeah. together. And
kudos to Happy Eddie for writing that $50,000.
Okay. Them Happy Eddie checks be clearing. And so we get to the actual G&A event. Giselle arrives. Giselle just, again, showers Ashley with so much love, just saying, like, girl, the G checked out, but the A stepped up. I love how the designer was like, baby, we're a team. So it doesn't matter. And so, you know, the lady started arriving. And again, this was another reason as to why this could have given me a season finale. Everybody was there. We had Chacha.
They had like walk-ins and intros. Oh my gosh, Robin looked amazing.
Robin looks good. Oh, yeah. Mind you, sometimes I don't be loving Robin's look. Sometimes it's like a little too casual for me. But no, I thought Robin looked it amazing. Now, I do love Chacha, but this look wasn't it. I've seen better days from Chacha.
Yes.
We see Deborah, we see Jacqueline, we see Kiarna, we see Wendy, we see
maybe all the friends was out. All Candace, the friends
again. This is another thing for me was just like why it was given season finale, because it's like, oh, not Wendy and Candace are going to support, not you're going to show up. But see, I hate now not to talk about Candace and Wendy, but I hate the friends that come to people's events and talk ish. Like here's the thing. Now I'm not going to say I'm not that friend that's not going to talk smack. Maybe I wait till I get home. Somebody call me and say, how was the event? I'll tell you. But what I'm not going to do.
Yeah.
Like because me as an entrepreneur, me that has several businesses, me that have a lot of things. I really have learned what it really means to support people and show up and just do things. And so like, I'm just really big on supporting people. So I don't like that fake phony support. We got this one person that always loves to comment so I'm not just saying Wendy and Candace, right? I'm just saying like friends that do that, not just specifically them, even though that's what they were doing at the event.
Everybody has, I would say that Robin had something to say about it being more leisure than Ash, and so did Karen, but neither of them, you're right, did that at the event.
Now, the one point that I will give Wendy last season or whenever Wendy got her body done, and they was like, oh, Wendy, like, we're not used to you dressing like this. And Wendy was like, not that my whole outfit. Now, she was right. Now, I don't think that the lady said that Wendy's outfit was a mess.
It was just different.
It was a transformation.
Yes.
But I was like, okay, Wendy, you did eat with that. Because I was like...
Oh, Wendy dressing her ass off. Wendy looks...
Wendy...
For the most part.
She has stepped her game up. Wendy, the body, the outfits, the looks, the hair, the makeup.
Eyelashes, she had them big old... But they don't look ridiculous. Not like the girl from Love is Blind who be looking like an idiot. AD. I mean, so yeah, her makeup is always on point. Her wig be tied down right, everything.
Yeah, no, Wendy got her look together. She found her look, so we love that for Wendy. And so the event happens. It's successful. Yeah, some of the outfits, right.
I like the cat suit. So the cat suit was, and then some of the shirts that had the little cutouts. I like those. There was a short jumper. And what I found funny is that Mia's in the front row, like, I'd wear that. I'd wear that.
Yeah.
I was like, we know you'd wear that.
That's what we see all the time. I like that long coat, the long coat with the zipper. I thought that that was cute. I was like, oh, okay. But regardless, they put out a collection, a cohesive collection that hopefully is available and in stores. So that's just a success in itself. So, you know, shout out to the G and the A.
Maybe I'll go to the Bryson Wynn Present event in a G&A fashion.
Oh, come on. Chicago, we are coming up. So, you know, if you don't got your tickets, you can click the link in the Bryson Wynn Present bio and we'll see you in Chicago or Dallas.
Right. Ooh. You'll see me in my cat suit. Oh,
Come on, little GNA.
Might not be out yet, but we'll see.
So Giselle, Ashley walk out. They thank the people. And Giselle kind of sorely makes a quick exit. Now, this is when Mia walks up. And first of all, I thought Mia looked good, right? Like, it's weird with Mia. Some days, like, Mia be looking like, woo. And then sometimes it's just like she looks like regular Mia. But, like,
yeah, I didn't like the outfit she wore to therapy. That was the one outfit that stood out. Like, I felt like her pants were too tight and it made her butt look big. And they were white, too.
So. Mia got a big old butt. Oh, yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a big old butt, honey. But you got to know how to, I mean, it's a special thing to dress up some when you're dragging a horse behind you. Okay. When you got a wagon that you're dragging.
I mean, you know, my wagon is always, you know. But anyway.
Then you know.
I mean, I know. Now, this is the thing that pissed me off this episode when Mia brought up to the ladies that Giselle was going through it. Now, I can respect a Candace, right? Like, I don't have to like you, but I can empathize and I don't want you to go through nothing and I can wish you well from a distance. I don't need to go up to you and be all fake, but like, I could, like, now that I could get down with. Like, I 1,000% can get down with that. For me, it was Wendy, right? Girl, read the room. Oh, when my mother had, girl, no one knew. We were talking about your.
You know what? If you would share the elective surgery that your mother and her complications from that, like, girl, bye. You and always trying to bring it back to you. She looked like an ass.
And so it's like, yeah, because I'm like, one, I've never heard Giselle talk about Wendy's mom outside of reading Wendy's mom's Facebook posts. Now, if Giselle's dad has wished death on you or put a Facebook post about you, like, and y'all are discussing it, that's different. But like, girl, her dad in the hospital with brain surgery, and that's what you're going to give. And also, it's like, I could have swore when this, what was it? The mom being a witch and the altar and all that stuff. I could have swore you said that you're a devout Catholic. Is that what the Bible preaches you? Like,
I was,
you know, wondering, like,
where you were going with that. But I mean, you know what? This is par for the course.
Yeah, I don't like that. I could not want to be around somebody. I could have.
But you're supposed to wish them the best, especially when it has to do with the health of themselves or their family members. That's all. Yeah.
Or it's just like, just don't say nothing. But to make a proclamation. Yeah. And again, maybe she doesn't know how serious it is, but clearly it's
serious. Matter.
Right.
It don't matter. So like, you're right. She's not reading the room. And just like the thing with the kids and how they was kiki and giggling. It's like, can you not read the room? So anyway, move on.
And so then it's like tit for tat, right? So like, you don't, when it comes to, like, and it, yeah, I don't play with people's parents. And whether I like you or not, if your parent is in the hospital and you have to fly back and forth, I'm saying a prayer for your parent.
If this is the advice you need to listen to. If you can't say nothing nice, don't say anything at all. That's what you should have did.
Okay. Now, then, so also, Deborah was in the building. Now, mind you, Deborah was serving main character energy, and I was here for it. Hey, how you doing? Hey, oh, girl, you look cute. Like, and so
she wasn't greeting people like it was her event.
She really was. And so then she even greeted Wendy, and then Wendy was like, that's that fate-ish.
Wait. But you greeted her back, dear.
Oh, because I'm like, now, I am a lot of things. And Jatia has been around. If I don't like somebody and I ain't too hot,
you're going to pretend like you sleep.
I'm going to pretend like I'm asleep. They could get voted off of Survivor, come to Ponderosa, and everyone be like, hey! And I will stand there and look at you. Do you remember that, Jatia? Dr. Liza had to, girl, you had to be a moderator the next day.
I was like, wow, this is a lot that's going on. Yeah, that was a cold shoulder like no other. So, so I thought like,
and time out. And I'll take my dinner in my bungalow.
Oh, yes, that was crazy. Okay, so boo.
They brought me dinner to my room, though. Sorry.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Anyway. I just thought it was, like, how are you going to be like, she being fake when you being fake right with her?
Yeah, because I'm like, it takes two to be fake. Now, mind you, it's like how you and Giselle interact. Y'all not fake, right? Like, you know.
Exactly. Like, you could have Giselle'd her. You could have been like, no, thank you. We don't touch. Thanks.
Right. Because, listen, I as quiet as it's kept, I live to give a little cold shoulder every now and then. So it's like, I just thought even you saying that behind the confessional was a little thing. Because let Deborah come up and I'm Wendy and she hugged that girl. My hands would have stayed. Hey, how you doing?
She'd have been hugging air because you leading in, you moving your hand, you embracing. Look, you could have gave her a hello, everybody. You know, a good one of those.
How they all greet everybody. Hey, like how they literally. But also, it's like even another way that she could have gave a cold shoulder would have been like, don't ask how you doing. Like, you know what I mean? Because she even was like, hey, how you doing?
Like, she could have not hugged her. She could have said something verbally. She could have stepped away. She did none of those things. She talked back in the confessional.
So that was like a little, but I was loving.
You know why? Because she probably ain't on them hands from Deborah. She knew Deborah was there to lay hands on somebody. She was like,
Kiarna wasn't there yet. That's why. Okay. But time out though. After we see or hear what happens, in my mind, it just makes all the more sense as to why Deborah was being that hype and that Joe. So after the fashion show's over, turns into a party, Giselle exit, and then they're all like, are we done rapping? Because essentially they're like, we want to party, have a good time. So the screen goes blank. Bravo says the party wrapped at 10-something, but they're still mic'd. And all
boy, Bravo know what it be doing by leaving those freaking mics on, honey. Cause they caught it. Okay.
At first, I thought they was trying to be shady and being like that the cameras were down and they didn't get it. Because I was going to say, you better call Monique and you better get Monique's home footage, okay? Because what y'all not going to do is act like y'all don't have the footage when the footage was on the Instagram last year. But sidebar. Right. It goes down and then we get the text and it says Deborah. And then Deborah essentially is saying to Candace, so do I look like a Muppet now? You had all of that stuff to say, but now that I'm in your face and you're not saying anything. And so Candace is like talking back, but it's very clear in my opinion that in this conversation, Deborah is the aggressor in the conversation. Then you get the little subtext, Kiarna. .. This is not the time or the place, okay? Now, Kiarna interjects, and
Kiarna comes to Candace's defense. Candace is trying to call Deborah to help, and we see, yes, from the audio evidence, because that's all we have now, is Kiarna basically trying to back Deborah down, and then all we hear is tussle, 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 tussle,
tussle, tussle.
Baby, and that's it.
But yeah, then the blogs since the episode have now reposted the footage. And now since we have a whole season, we can now put names and faces. So it is for sure Kiarna and it is for sure Deborah going at it. And I mean, from the little clip that I saw, my money going to go with Kiarna because Kiarna was giving a pop, pop, pop. But then somebody pulled.
I will say that I don't condone violence, but Kiarna was serving two pieces like it was Popeyes. Okay.
Kiarna wasn't playing. Now, mind you, I don't condone violence either, but we're going to need Kiarna back for season
Bring
9.
Look,
Kiarna has earned.
Look, she could get first pick at a bedroom on the trip. Kiarna, I like Kiarna. Yeah. I thought Tiana was down for it, you know. And she got back. Like, I mean, look, I'm gonna advocate Kiana. Kiana could at least be a friend of, and maybe even a housewife.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, yeah, Kiana could replace NECA, and NECA could be a friend, and Kiana could be a housewife. I like Kiana. I guess we'll save more of the details of the fight when we actually get to see it, because there are some very foul things that I need to call Ms. Dillard out on. But it is very clear that the altercation started with Deborah being kind of calling Candace to the carpet. Like you say, all of this stuff behind the camera and in the confessional, and Deborah pulled up on you.
Yeah. Yes. Deborah pulled up on you. I don't know. Deborah ain't been nothing but no good. So I think Deborah's a little thirsty.
No, I'm going to need Deborah to continue to come back, because I just like the fact that Deborah shows up. Most friends in this situation would be like, oh. And then that was another
trying to get camera time. You know Deborah trying to get camera time.
She could come. And that was another thing. Wendy was like, of course Ashley's going to invite, have Deborah here. Well, girl, Deborah's her friend. This is GNA. Like, of course she's going to be here. So listen.
That's true. I like Kiana, even though I feel like Giselle is more Kiana's friend than Candace or Wendy.
Well, we would have to see. I don't always agree with Deborah, but listen, Deborah could come back. Deborah could come to the events. I'd like to hear Deborah's recount.
Kiana is so super cute. She reminds me of the girl, the friend of Candy's, who is super cute on
Shamia.
Huh?
Shamia?
Yeah, she reminds me of Shamia.
Yes. Well, listen, that was that episode. Bravo play in our face. But next week is the season finale. And so we will definitely break down the fight, and we will give you our final recap of the season. We'll be back next week.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe this is the last episode. Can't wait. So I'm super excited to see how it turns out, what the little finishings are for this season, and gearing up for the reunion, because we know it goes down at the reunion, right?
Yes. Well, you know, I'm always down to cover the reunion if you're down, Jatia.
I think we can, but I think we should do one big mega reunion. Because, you know, we got to hit a lot of points. So.
Oh, yes. Well, listen, we'll be back next week covering the season finale, but this has been your recap of episode 17 of season 8 of The Real Housewives of Potomac. Bye.
It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better get your headphones and listen up quick. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You better listen in public. Might make your stomach hurt. Ooh. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to unwind. You better get that box wine. It's the Purple Pants podcast. You're trying to get your snack. You better hurry right back, though. It's the Purple Pants. It's the Purple Pants.
Here's a summer travel tip. Pack just one pair of shoes that goes with every outfit and occasion. Like the versatile, perfectly packable tree shoes from Allbirds. Made to look great and feel even better, they're the ideal choice for vacations, staycations, and every road trip in between. For an everyday, go-anywhere breathable sneaker, snag a pair of tree runners. If sporty's your style, you'll love the responsive foam and extra grip of the tree dashers too. And of course, you can't go wrong with the classic low-top look of the tree pipers. The best part is, they're all crafted with lightweight, breathable eucalyptus fiber that takes comfy to the next level. So you'll be stepping out in style and comfort wherever you go. Your summer adventures are just getting started, so you need shoes that can handle anything. That's why Allbirds has you covered. Step into summer travel with the perfect travel shoes from Allbirds. Find your pair of tree dashers, runners, pipers, and more at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.